Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Monday, March 9th, 2020. I'm your host, Kate Raft. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm exhausted today. I could not sleep last night. I definitely don't think it was a good idea to watch Love is Blind right before bed. I'm still catching up. I didn't finish catching up this weekend, but I did watch a really stressful episode about Mark and Jessica, and then they made their way into like a stress dream that I had. I was just like talking to Mark about how Jessica couldn't make up her mind, and like they were sleeping in separate beds, and I was like trying to comfort both of them, and it was just like I literally dreamed that. Like, Love is Blind like actually made its way into my dream, which says a lot about me and my mental state right now, I guess. I mean, that's not normal, right? To dream about people from Love is Blind. Maybe it is normal. Maybe that's a sign of health. Maybe I'm healthy. But I think it's going to be a good Monday. I think it's going to be a good week in celebrity news. Hatchet dropped Woody Allen's book. So that's a major development. I also have a exciting update about my feud with Chrissy Teigen, but that's going to take place in one of the topics. So just hold on to your butts. You know what? Let's do it. Let's talk about what today's topics are going to be. Today's topics: my feud with Chrissy Teigen is giving her night terrors, Amanda Bynes called off her engagement after only 3 weeks, Chris Rock and his girlfriend Megalyn Echikunwoke have broken up after 4 years of dating, Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck are a thing, they're dating, and finally we're going to talk about how Justin Bieber is downgrading his upcoming tour from stadiums to arenas due to lack of ticket sales. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Okay, you guys, I have a really, really great update for you. After almost an entire month of me feuding with Chrissy Teigen for clout, I think I've finally started to get under her skin. Okay, as you all know, I had all my listeners vote on which celeb I should start a feud with for clout. You know, everybody knows when you feud with a celebrity, it boosts your clout levels, okay? So I had you vote. You all voted on Chrissy Teigen, and that's how the feud was born. So after I tweeted at her at least like 4 times, it was clear she wasn't giving me the time of day. She was not paying attention to me or my feud, which is the opposite of clout. But now that's all changed because I'm pretty sure I'm giving her nightmares. Listen to what she said on her Instagram stories this weekend.
I know this sounds insane, but I think I have some kind of ghost or evil spirit. And I have the worst nightmares.
So Chrissy Teigen hasn't been able to sleep lately. She said she has nightmares. She didn't say what her nightmares were specifically about. She did say it was a reoccurring dream. And obviously, as you heard, she says she thinks she has some kind of ghost or evil spirit. Chrissy, if you're listening to this podcast, which I'm sure you are, that evil spirit was me. I'm the evil spirit haunting your dreams, okay? I'm the ghost. Okay, I'm not dead. But the ghost of my podcast feud has definitely been haunting Chrissy Teigen and her dreams. And hey, Chrissy, unless you engage in this podcast feud, my ghost is definitely going to keep haunting your dreams. So you better retweet the show or maybe even come on the podcast as a guest so we can finally squash this beef. We can also squash the night terrors all in one fell swoop. But in all seriousness, it is, you know, probably stressful to have nightmares every night. She said on her social media that she had to sleep in the guest room because the energy in her room was like giving her nightmares, I guess. Anyway, she said she finally got a full night's sleep and she's feeling better. But Chrissy, if you go back to your main bedroom, my evil spirit is still going to be haunting you there for clout. Okay, this is a haunting for clout. I am a ghost and I'm haunting Chrissy Teigen for clout, okay? Okay, so this next topic is actually kind of sad. Amanda Bynes and her fiance, Paul Michael, or as she calls him, Pole, have officially ended things. Paul Michael spoke to In Touch and confirmed their breakup of their 3-week engagement. When In Touch asked Paul if they broke up, he said, quote, "We did. I love her, though. She's my best friend," end quote. The breakup rumors began after Amanda deleted every single photo of Paul from her Instagram page, including their engagement announcement. I guess I should have seen the signs coming that this breakup was inevitable. First of all, we know that Amanda Bynes can't really even legally get married without her parents' permission because she's still under a legal conservatorship. There also were rumors that allegedly her parents didn't approve of the relationship and that it was allegedly a rebound from a past breakup that happened not so long ago. So maybe this was a rebound thing after all. Anyway, Paul and Amanda, I wish you the best. I'm so sorry it didn't work out. Paul, I think you have a bright future ahead of you. Same with you, Amanda. I'm looking forward to your online fashion line. We're all rooting for you guys. And I'm glad you're still friends because that's good. That's good. It's good to be friends. In other sad breakup news, Chris Rock and his girlfriend of 4 years, actress Megalyn Echikunwoke, have broken up. Page Six covered their breakup, writing, quote, "Multiple sources confirmed to Page Six that Rock, 55, and Echikunwoke, 36, quietly broke up a few months ago before he stole the show at the Oscars by poking fun at Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos' divorce. One source said Rock wasn't ready to settle down again after his painful divorce from his wife of 18 years, Malak Compton Rock, which was finalized in 2016. End quote. If he wasn't ready to settle down, it sure took him a whole 4 years to figure that out. But hey, everyone moves at their own pace. Maybe Chris Rock moves at the pace of a rock. All right, I'm having fun, but seriously, it's fine. It's fine. I'm not trying to be mean to Chris Rock about the breakup. Anyway, apparently they started dating in 2016, the year his divorce was finalized, which, like, yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot to like go through a really intense divorce and then start a really serious relationship. So I guess a lot like Amanda and Paul, this might have started off as a rebound thing, but clearly it lasted 4 whole years, and that's definitely something to be proud of in the celebrity world. Like 4 years for two celebrities to stay together, that's a big deal. So props to you, Chris and Megalyn. Props to you both. Happy breakup season. Sustainable fashion is what's in right now. If you're not doing sustainable fashion, who even are you? What even are you doing with yourself? The earth is literally melting. We have to be sustainable. That's why I love Rothy's. They're this company that makes stylish, sustainable shoes and bags. They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed water bottles and marine plastic. Plus, Rothy's is a beloved brand for a reason. They have great styles and they always come with free shipping and free returns. I love my Rothy's shoes. I got yellow The Point shoes and they are super cute and really comfortable and they go with everything. I highly recommend them, okay? Rothy's has kept 50 million single-use plastic bottles out of landfills and transformed them into their signature thread, which is then knit into beautiful, sustainable products. Rothy's, I love you! So what are you waiting for? Check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/celebnews. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/celebnews. Comfort, style, and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/celebnews today. What are you waiting for?
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, so Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck are dating? What? I'm sorry. Ben Affleck is dating Ana de Armas? I'm stressed out about this. I'm stressed. This is I'm going to have another stress dream about this. Ana de Armas, as you all know, is the gorgeous, stunning, brilliant breakout star of Knives Out. And Ben Affleck is the guy with a back tattoo of a phoenix who broke Jennifer Garner's heart. No, Ben, stay away from Ana. Stay away from her. Get a job. People is reporting on this new relationship, saying that they have a source who spoke to them and said, quote, they are definitely dating, end quote. They are definitely dating. What? Okay. So I guess this is a real thing. This is real. This is real now. Okay. Ben Affleck is dating Ana de Armas. This is real. People added, quote, on Thursday, Affleck, 47, and de Armas, 31, were spotted while out to eat and walking around Havana, where de Armas is from. They were pictured smiling and laughing on a walk around the Cuban capital by photographers and fans who asked to take photos with the stars, end quote. I'm going to post a screenshot of one of the fans that asked them to take a picture. It's going to be on the Instagram page for @CelebRideHome. It's pretty great. Anyway, I know I'm shaken to this core by this news. I mean, I was in full on denial at first when I found out about this. I was like, oh, maybe they're filming a scene in Cuba for their movie that they're working on. Maybe that's why they're both in Cuba. But no, it seems like they're just on vacation together in her home country, which is like, that's kind of a serious trip to be taking if you're like a new couple. So I mean, maybe this is like a serious relationship. Maybe they fell in love on set. People.com wrote, quote, Affleck and de Armas recently wrapped filming on Deep Water, a thriller from Fatal Attraction director Adrian Lin. They shot on location in New Orleans over the winter. The two actors were seen filming throughout the Louisiana city several times, including a day out on a field in November. The film is set to be released on November 13th, end quote. Wow, okay. I mean, listen. Ana de Armas is a grown woman. If she chooses to date back Tatfleck, that's totally her prerogative and I support her. It definitely will give her a lot of press to be in a high profile relationship like this. So she could definitely use that to advance her career. And also, hey, maybe they're in love, which I support. I support love. Okay. I'm not trying to be mean to love. I love love. Everybody knows I love love. Okay. Also, I had no idea Ben Affleck was fluent in Spanish until reading this story, but apparently Ben Affleck is fluent in Spanish. So there's a fun fact. And at the end of the day, aren't we all just listening to this podcast to learn about fun facts? We stan a fun fact. Coronavirus, it's obviously on the top of everybody's minds right now, so it's gonna bleed into celebrity news. I know that this is an escapist podcast, so you're not really tuning in to hear about the spread of the coronavirus. So I'll make this last topic brief, but we have to talk about it. There's a lot of stuff going on. South by Southwest got canceled. Coachella might get canceled. Steph Curry thought he had coronavirus, but it ended up just being the flu. Also, Scott Disick is now selling t-shirts that say wash your hands. So I guess he's making some money off the coronavirus. Also, Ciara postponed her Texas concert over coronavirus concerns. Hey, it's scary out there. I know personally I'm super freaked out about coronavirus every day. I am a hypochondriac, so it's not a great time for me. It's not a great time to be a hypochondriac right now. Like every time I like even slightly cough, I'm like, well, that's it. Let's buy a casket. Let's just get rid. Let's get my will in order. But no, I don't have coronavirus, and I think most people don't have it probably at this point. I'm trying to remind myself that the hysteria around this is sometimes scarier than the actual virus itself, but I have been hand sanitizing like crazy, and I hope you all are washing your hands as often as possible too. The latest development that I want to talk about with celebs and coronavirus is that Justin Bieber is now saying his low ticket sales for his tour are because of coronavirus, and he's officially downgraded his tour from stadiums to arenas. Oh No They Didn't had a deliciously shady take on the whole thing, writing, quote, "Here comes that PR spin via Team Bieber and Scooter Braun. The source claims that the coronavirus is the reason for slow ticket sales and that it ultimately hurt Bieber's tour, and thus he was forced to downgrade from stadiums to arenas. If you say so," end quote. I love it. I love that they're like, well, if you say so, okay. I mean, it's shady. I love it, though. In Bieber's defense, I do think people are freaked out about coronavirus, and I think a lot of people have been staying indoors and, like, not doing things like going to stadium concerts. But you know what? I love a hot take, and I love Oh No They Didn't. So why not? Why not? Hey, Justin Bieber, sorry about your ticket sales. Also, sorry that Yummy didn't stay at number one. It's a tough time for everyone right now. That's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I am Kate Raft. I'm your host. I'm your host every damn day. And I'm loving doing it. You can follow me at Kate Raft on everything. You can follow the show at Celeb Ride Home on Instagram and Twitter. My DMs are open, so feel free to shoot me a DM on at Celeb Ride Home. I love talking with you guys about Love is Blind. I'm also talking to you guys about Summer House. But, you know, I watch pretty much every reality show, and I love when you guys show me new reality blind spots that I need to start filling in. So yeah, hit me up anytime. I'm here for you. Here to talk things out. We gotta tweet Chrissy Teigen today and send her the link to this show so that she knows I'm the reason she's having night terrors. I feel like someone should tell her as a courtesy. This podcast is feuding with you, and they've decided to transform their feud energy into an evil spirit that haunts you at night. Ugh. Am I gonna get canceled? Am I canceled for haunting Chrissy Teigen? I mean, listen, it's a joke. I'm not really a ghost. Or am I? Ooh. All right. Well, I want to thank Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison, who's out of town right now. So I'm editing the show myself like an independent woman. But, you know, shout out to Jack anyway, because he does it usually. And yeah, shout out. All right, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us. And I will see you tomorrow. I love you. Bye.